بالخصوص هيك سورة فاتحة. سيد سجاد مهدي فرزندي سيد محمد أمير، زرينا بانو دختر حسن علي، سيد صداقت زهير نقوي فرزندي سيد أختر حسين، نادرة بانو دختر سيد يحيى علي کے لئے اور تمام مرحومين ہماری فاملی عبداروں میں ایک سورة خصوصة فاتحة. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم، حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل، نعم المولى ونعم النصير. أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والعاقبة للمتقين، والجنة للموحدين، والنار للملحدين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، خاتم النبيين، رحمة للعالمين، طه وياسين بالقاسم محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المظلومين المنتجبين، ورحمة الله على محبيهم، ولعنة الله على أعدائهم وقاتليهم وغاصب حقوق حقهم ومنكر فضائلهم أجمعين، من يومنا هذا إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتبارك في كتابه الحكيم وفرقانه المجيد وقوله الحق، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، واستعينوا بالصبر والصلاة إن الله مع الصابرين. صلاة الله.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
Respected مؤمنين مؤمنات، my youngsters, my elders, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. قرآن مجيد gives us some nasihat, some advice. And of course, the entire Quran-e-Majid is full of nasihat, advice, recollections, tariq, history, things that can be remembered, things that need to be noted. And sometimes in these ayats that give us nasihat, we find a very important and a very powerful message. And this message, this peygam, is so important that maybe a person with tadabbur, تو پوری زندگی بدل سکتی ہے. اور پوری زندگی کا جو نظریات ہے، جو تھاٹ ہے، وہ تھاٹ ایک دم پازیٹو ہو سکتا ہے. تھاٹ کا بھی اسلام چیک کرتا ہے نا. اسلام میں صرف یہ نہیں کہ عمل کی بات ہے، اسلام ہمارے عمل کو تو بھی دیکھتا ہے، ڈائریکشن دیتا ہے، لیکن ساتھ ساتھ ہمارے تھاٹس کو بھی کنٹرول کرتا ہے. This is one of the things we find in سورہ مبارکہ حجرات، کہ کسی مومن کے بارے میں سوچو بھی، if you think about another مومن, about another believer, don't think negative about them, because even that thought, even that dhan can become an ism, a sin. And kisi momin ke bare mein galat khayal bhi karna ek guna ho sakta hai. Quran Majid kya hai? And this is why, if you look at the Quran Majid, if you look at the fiqh in Islam, in the madaris, madrasa mein bachon ko kya padhate hain, jo mutahhirat ki jo topic hoti hai, the subject of mutahhirat, we teach them, we remind them that mutahhirat are pure things that can make other things pure. There is water, there is earth, there is sun, there is, you know, all of these criteria. There is the shahada, and in Islam, of course, it makes everybody, anything that is najis, anything that is impure, can make these things be pure. The last of those, number 12 in that list, لیسن دہرایا جا رہا ہے نا. مجھے بتایا، ہمارے بھائی جو کراچی کا تعلقات رکھتے تھے، وہ میں بتا رہے تھے کہ آپ کو پتا ہے اس کے، وی نیور وینٹ ٹو انی مدرسہ، ماشاء اللہ، اور ماشاء اللہ معمل ہے، عمل بھی کرتا ہے، اس کو حرام حلال کا پتا بھی ہے. میرا ایک ہی سوال تھا کہ یہاں پہ نارتھ امریکہ میں ہم یوز ٹو ہو جاتے ہیں کہ وداؤٹ مدرسہ ہاؤ کین یو نو واٹ از حرام اینڈ حلال، وداؤٹ دیز ویکلی مدرسز ود کلاس ہاؤ ڈو یو نو. ہی ایکسپلین ٹو می سم، ہی سیز ون وی ور بیک ہوم اینڈ وی یوز کراچی سے تعلقات رکھتے ہیں، ہی سیز وی نیور وی ڈیڈنٹ ہیو مدرسہ، دس کانسیپٹ اف مدرسہ واز ناٹ دیئر، از ناٹ، آئی ڈونٹ نو، می بی ناؤ اٹس سٹل دی سیم. ہی سیز دی اونلی وے وی لرن واٹ واز حرام اینڈ واٹ واز واجب، واٹ واز اللہ'س ایکسپیکٹیشن اف اس، واز دی مجلس اف حسین ابن علی علیہ السلام.
اللہ
محمد.
And this is why when my teachers used to tell me that these majalis, these days of Azad Ali, these Ayyam-e-Azad are like a university of Mawla Hussain ibn Ali. Us waqt zehn mein baat samajh mein nahi aa rahi thi, ab mere baat samajh mein aa gaya zehn mein ki ye kya hai university, kis level ka university hai, ki insaan ke life mein pata chal jaye haram kya hai, halal kya hai, khuda ki expectations humse kya hai. This is what the majalis of Azad Ali. And yesterday when I was in Hamilton, I was just sharing one point with the Mu'mineen, aapki jaza se aap se bhi share karunga inshallah. Ki imagine, you know, we are told now, this is my Rabiul Awwal ka mahina gaya. And now people say, kya kya, Ayyam-e-Azha are finished, Ayyam-e-Azha are completed. Yani Ayyam-e-Azha khatam ho gaya, abhi Rabiul Awwal khushi ka time hai, kuch na kuch libas bhi badal jate hai, jab kaale libas the, wo tabdeel karke hum rangin libas pehen lete. But there's one thing that we find, that when it comes to a muhib of Ali Muhammad, one teacher of mine gave a very beautiful example. He said, he gave an example. He said that, look, if you have a fish, ek machli hai, pani mein ghumti rehti hai, saans bhi pani mein, sab iski puri zindagi pani mein hoti hai, fish is always in the water. Let us say you take that fish out, you fry it, you cook it, you grill it, whatever, and you eat that fish. That night, what will happen to you? You will be thirsty. Pyaas lagegi na. اور کبھی اتنی شدت سے پیاس لگے گی کہ رات کو نیند بھی حرام ہو جائے گی, پانی قریب میں رکھنا پڑتا ہے, بوٹل واٹر, بوٹل واٹر کا بھی کوئی نقصان بات ہے, وہ بحث اس وقت نہیں کرنا چاہتا ہوں, بوٹل واٹر, ٹیپ واٹر, جو پانی پینا پڑے گا نا. یعنی مائی ٹیچر واز ایکسپلیننگ کہ یہ جو مچھلی کی فطرت میں ہے, یہ جو فش کی فطرت میں ہے کہ پانی ساتھ ساتھ رہے, چاہے وہ زندہ ہو یا مر جائے. ایون دا فش وین اٹ ہیز ڈائیڈ اٹ از اسٹل کالنگ فار واٹر, مجھے پانی دیجیے, مجھے پیاسے میں پانی کے بغیر رہ نہیں سکتا. سو ہی واز ٹیلنگ می دس از دا محبت محب والے محمد اشیا والے محمد ازاداری از لائک دیٹ فش, اٹ از اے پارٹ آف اس, ویدر وی آر الائیو اور وی آر ڈیڈ, ویدر اٹ از محرم اور ویدر اٹ از ربیع الاول. Azadari is a part of us. Har shab Every Shab-e-Jummah, whether it is Rajab, whether it is Shaban, whether it is Eid, whether it is Muharram, we have Ziyarat of Hussain ibn Ali alayhi salam. Mawla ki Ziyarat, yani hamesha yaad lega. Or khas khas, if we look at the happiest day of the year, of course, Miladun Nabi is one of the happiest days of the year, but the day that we are expecting, we are remembering our Imam is 15th of Shaban. Bandar mein Shaban ke amal dekhiye. We are told to recite Dua Kumail, we have got three Yasins. In addition to all of that, there is a khususi ziyarat of Imam Hussain ibn Ali alayhi salam. Yani us din mein, jo sabse khushi ka din hai, ek Shia ke liye, ek Muhib Ali Muhammad ke liye, us waqt bhi Mawla ko yaad kiya jata.
Bas Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad salawat. Salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
Eid mein bhi. We have namaz Eid, Salatul Eid. After we finish that Eid, some mu'minin stay, some mu'minin might have to leave, but we have the ziyarat of Imam Hussain ibn Ali. Yani there is no separating us from the azadari of Mawla. Why is it? There are lessons we learn from the azadari of Imam Hussain that will help us throughout our lives, throughout our centuries, throughout. What has kept the Shias alive for 1200, 1400, 1500 years? What has kept us alive? Everywhere we turn, there is zulm. Everywhere we turn, there is oppression. Everywhere we turn, there is an attack on us. We have not been safe from anywhere. Or dusre vair log ki baat nahi kar rahe, apne log ki taraf se bhi dushmani hoti hai. Muslims have attacked. One of the Sibt Jafar's beautiful recitations, jab Mawla aayenge kehte hai, he says ki jitne humko nuksan uthana pada hai apne logon se, wo ghair se nahi hua hai. Wow. So we know the enemies are our enemies, we understand that. But then when the Muslims start doing that, this is also something that keeps us awake as to what caused us to remain alive, what helped us to stay alive and to continue the Azadari of Imam Hussain ibn Ali. So whether it's the month of Rabiul Awwal or any month, we know that we remember Mawla. And what a beautiful way to remember our marhumin than to keep a majlis aza. Today we have kept the majlis for marhumin. And whether it is our mother, our father, whether it is our parents, whether it is our grandparents, or any of our friends, any of our children, siblings, jo bhi hoy, what better remembrance for them and blessing we can give to them, a gift, a hadiyah we can give to them, than to keep a majlis of Imam Hussain ibn Ali. Because one of the things that is a fadail of the majlis, whether anybody else comes or not, whether any mu'mineen come or not, مجلس کا معنی یہ نہیں کہ کچھ لوگ اکٹھا کر کے بلانے کوئی ہم ایک آدمی آ کر بیٹھ کر ذکر مولا حسین کر لے حدیث کے ساتھ پڑھ لے سورہ یاسین کر لے مولا کا نام لے بی بی فاطمہ زہرا کا نام لے چاہے کرو آئے یا نہیں ضرور شہزادی زہرا آ رہی ہے امام زین العابدین comes to those majalis, Mawla himself comes to the majalis. It doesn't matter whether people come to the majalis or not. And this faith, this remembrance, and this yaqeen that we have is what has kept us alive and kept us breathing as a community of Aliyun Waliullah. There's nothing else. We have got nothing else. ہتھیار ہمارے پاس نہیں ہے. دنیا کہتے کہ ہم کو نیوکلیئر ویپنز چاہیے, تم اپنا نیوکلیئر ویپنز اپنے پاس رکھو, ہم کو ضروری نہیں ہے. ہمارے پاس ایک ایسا اٹامک بم ہے جن کا تصور تم کر ہی نہیں سکتے. وہ اٹامک بم یہ ہے ماتم حسین ابن علی علیہ
السلام.
ارے بم کی کیا ضروری ہے, تم ویسے ہی ڈر رہے ہو ہماری آزاداری سے. ارے بم سے ڈرو گے, بم سے ڈرو گے, اللہ اکبر. اے ماتب سے 1400 سال ہو گئے ڈر رہے ہو, اے اکال لباس سے ڈر رہے ہو, علم علمدار سے ڈر رہے ہو, اے بم کیا چیز ہے؟ سڑک پر محمد والے قرآن مجید is reminding us, واستعینوا بالصبر والصلاة, seek help from Allah, اللہ سے مدد مانگو, طلب کرو. واستعینوا بالصبر والصلاة, صبر سے اور نماز سے, صلاة سے. Now here we have to understand one thing. The whole philosophy of sabr and salat is something that needs to be talked about. Salat is a generic word in this context that is talking about beseeching Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, asking Allah for help. One part of that help is this namaz that we recite. Jaise Quran Majeed mein zakat ka tazkira hai bar bar. I hope mu'mineen are understanding. I'm going back and forth.
Allah Muhammad,
the whole philosophy of zakat. And because people come to us and say, آپ شیعہ لوگ زکات دے دیتے ہو, آپ خمس پر زور لگاتے ہو, آپ خمسی کی بات کرتے ہو, آپ زکات کو بھول دیے ہو. کب ہم نے بھول دیا ہے زکات کو؟ ہم زکات دیتے ہیں. یعنی زکات کا معنی تم کو پتا نہیں ہے, ہم کو سکھا رہے ہو. زکات ہے کیا؟ زکات تزکیہ سے ہے. تزکیہ کا معنی کیا ہے؟ What does it mean to have zakat? Zakat means when you give a portion of your money to charity, tazkiyah, you have purified the rest of it. That is why your Mawla and my Mawla Ali ibn Hussein Sayyid al-Sajjad has talked about a zakat of the body as well. Zakat of the eyes, do not look at something haram. Zakat of the tongue, do not say something haram. Zakat of the ears, do not listen to something haram. It purifies all these body parts. So the zakat of the mind, of the amwal, is to give in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What Allah ta'ala demands, you give in the way of Allah. So if Allah asks for zakat, you give that portion of zakat. If Allah ta'ala says khums is wajib, you give khums, and that is a part of zakat. The overall philosophy of zakat means that zakat that you call zakat is zakat. Khums, wa min anfalihim, from your anfal give khums, that is a kind of zakat. The fitrah that you give after on Eid al-Fitr, that is a kind of zakat. The charity that you give, the sadaqah, the khairat, the non-wajib things, these are also kinds of zakat.
Yes.
These are types of zakat. So this is a generic concept of what zakat is. It is used to purify the rest of your money. The salat that you do helps to purify the rest of your prayers and your life. That is what salat means in this. Wasta'inu, ask Allah for help from with sabr and salam. Now when you look at it, bachche ko tarjuma karne ki koshish karte hain. The children always ask us, what does it mean? How do you translate sabr into English? And maybe 99% of the translations of the Quran and Majeed or of the du'as that I've read, they translate sabr into patience. But if you look at the definition of in the dictionary, what is patience? Explain patience, this English word. It means you bear whatever difficulties come and you just sit down and you bear it. Bas bardasht kar lo. تو برداشت کرنا پیشنس کا صحیح معنی ہو جاتا ہے, صبر کا معنی اب تک نہیں آیا ہے. They translate صبر into patience, but in actuality there is no real definition for صبر. Because when we in our discussion today, inshallah, we will talk about some aspects of صبر, and we will see that what the English people call sabr or patience is not what we are talking about, sabr. Because patience means, well, how come you have to put a thapad on me, sit down. Or inshallah, koshish nahi karna. Kamzor hu main. If you give me a message, just be quiet and spare it. Just take it. And you insult me, you just take it. And you see what the Bible says. The Bible says, if somebody slaps you on the cheek, give you another cheek. If somebody wants your shirt, give him your jacket as well. This is what the concept of their sabr is, that you just give it, just bear it, just be quiet, don't do anything. Islam has a whole different concept of what is sabr. And this is why when in the Quran Majid, the ayat that talks about inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, it is talking about a concept of sabr. Whereby Allah Ta'ala says, we will test you. Dunya mein aapke imtihan bhi lenge. Imtihan lenge. Dunya mein aaye kis liye ho? Imtihan ke liye to aaye ho na. And imtihan kis tarah ka hoga? You will be tested with your hunger, with ju'in, with thamarat, with amwal, with anfusam. We will test you with your wealth, with your children, with your... No, the word thamarat, very, very beautiful meaning. Thamarat, literally translated, darak pe jo fruits hote hain, jo mewa hote hain na, और अच्छे पक जाते हैं, अच्छे मीठे-मीठे हो जाते हैं, उसको अरबी में समरात कहते हैं. And so the translation becomes your children. Why? Because you are the seed that was planted now at this time, and the fruits of the sweet, beautiful sweet. You know, you have children, है ना? बच्चे कितने मीठे होते हैं, कितने प्यारे होते हैं. The Arabic philosophy of समरात, the sweet fruit, this ripe fruit, is what is children. And Allah Ta'ala says, we'll test you. We'll test you with your money. And I think Mominin who are living in Windsor and Detroit know about this, what is happening in testing with this automobile industry and Hazrat Toyota, Marhum Toyota, or Hayat. You can see what is happening with the market and all that. Allah says, wait, this is a part of our plan. This is a part of our test. This is a part of our plan. We understand. Hum koi mazak nahi kare. We understand this is a difficult time. It's not easy. No test is easy. If a child dies, it's not easy. If a parent dies, it's not easy. We lose our job. It is not easy. We lose our wealth, our mal. It is not easy time. The Quran is saying that we know we have created and we will test you with all these things. And then the Quran says, وَبَشِّرُ السَّابِرِينَ. Give good news to whom? Harek ko khushkabri nahi hai. وَبَشِّرُ السَّابِرِينَ. جو انہوں نے صبر کیا ہے ان کو بشارت دو, جنہوں نے یہ صبر کر کے اپنے مرحلے تک پہنچ گئے ہیں ان کو بشارت دو. There are some people who will just sit there, they will bear it. There are some people who will struggle. There are some people who will say, no, Alhamdulillah, Allah has tested us. Alhamdulillah, there are certain things that has happened. Whatever Allah wishes, it'll be the case. Of course, we have to make an effort. We have to try our best. You know, agar koi hum bimar pad jaye, hum nahi kehte bas hum Allah humko shifa denge, hum doctor ke paas nahi jayenge, hum Tylenol nahi khayenge, hum ye nahi karenge. Well, we have an effort to make. And on top of that, with that effort, we make our own effort. We make, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us. You know, one time, it is my habit, and many of the mu'mineen, we always try to do, give majlis ke baad, ya ziyarat ke baad, we have namaz ke baad, we do, amma yujibul, ya Allah, please give shifa to those who are ill, we make dua and all that. One doctor came to me, he said, Sheikh sir, please. I said, kya hua? Sab ki shifa ke liye dua na karna. Kya ho gaya? Hamara danda khatam ho jayega. Hey, bhai. तो यो कब्रिस्तान में काम करने वाले वो क्या कहते हैं, या अल्लाह मुर्दा को भेजते रहो. हम यहाँ दुआ करते हैं कि लोग की जिंदगी भर जाए, लोग की जिंदगी में इजाफा हो जाए. वो लोग दुआ करते हैं, डॉक्टर दुआ करते हैं, आप जिंदवा नहीं करो, दूसरे डॉक्टर की बात करो, पैसे के पीछे होते हैं. सो वी फाइंड दैट यू नो एवरीबॉडी हैज देयर ओन जॉब्स, बिकॉज़ नाउ व्हाट वी आर सेइंग इज दैट इवन इफ वी डू शिफा फॉर ऑल ऑफ द मोमिनीन हु आर इल, द डॉक्टर्स विल स्टिल बी इन बिजनेस, द फार्मेसिस्ट इंशाल्लाह विल स्टिल हैव देयर रिस्क, देयर इज नो शॉर्टेज ऑफ दैट, इंशाल्लाह देयर इज नो शॉर्टेज ऑफ द पीपल हु आर गोइंग टू बी नीडिंग मेडिसिन. सलात ऑन मुहम्मद अल्लाह
सल्ले अला मुहम्मद
वाले मुहम्मद. The Quran of Jesus is telling us, is reminding us that the good news will be for those who have done sabr, who have got sabr, who have got patience. And this patience is not talking about just bearing it with, you know, sitting down and just bearing it. The patience is acknowledging that this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala giving us an opportunity to get closer to Him. This is an opportunity. And what does the Quran say? وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَاسْتَعِينُوا. Seek help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with patience and with prayer. And then the ayat continues, إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ السَّابِرِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with those who have got sabr. Jo sabirin hai, Allah ta'ala unhi ke saath hai. Imagine that Allah ta'ala is saying, I am with you if you are of the sabirin, if you are of the patient ones. Now remember, I have deliberately jaan boojh ke maine tarjuma bhi tak nahi kiya sahi tarah se the sabr hai kya because we've just said Allah is with the sabreen ask help from Allah being with sabr and with salat this overall concept of salat not just the namaz but along with the namaz now we take a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam which the peygamber ilahi has said that there are three types of sabr three opportunities in which to do sabr and that's why I'm using the word sabr not patience huh sabr is something that is going to be defined in this in the context of this hadith the prophet said the first level of sabr is to bear patiently when a calamity affects us when a calamity afflicts us kisi ka intikal ho jaye kisi ka kaam khatam ho jaye kisi ka ghar foreclosure mein aa jaye the prophet said this is one level of sabr and as the hadith goes this is the lowest level of sabr so something that is a material loss to us something that is a material issue affects us and again as I was saying losing a job is not easy people who are you know millionaires billionaires whatever you know on paper something happens to the stock market something happens in the Asian financial market crisis they have lost everything you know somebody sent me an email two friends were talking he says you know before I met my wife I mean, she was saying that now, alhamdulillah, thanks to my wife, I'm a millionaire. And so she said, oh, wow, thanks to your wife, you're a millionaire. What were you before? He said, I was a billionaire. So sometimes this paper money and the paper status that we have got, this eliteness that we have got, doesn't really have value when it comes to the real, to the practical world. In the world, the situation is something else. In the paper, the situation is something else. But the price of the paper is so much. That the time that you have a financial crisis and the time that there is an economic upheaval, this is a time when you will see more people committing suicide than at any other time. And this is the Western world. Alhamdulillah, Eastern world, in our country, this is not happening. Over there, people are dying because they don't have food, they don't have proper medication, they don't have proper sanitation. People die by force. Here, people die by knowledge. They have to kill themselves. Now, if I have nothing else. You read about this airplane somebody flew into, you know, they don't call him a Christian terrorist, eh? Janabi Hazrat IRS, and now those of you who don't know IRS, we'll translate that into CRA. Janabi CRA, eh? So basically this is what we find, and of course there's more coming out of the news and all that, I don't want to go into that. What we're saying is, what leads people to doing this, they have forgotten that this is a divine plan. They have forgotten that we are all ubud of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And a very beautiful hadith of my Mawla Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. Allah,
salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
Will guide us. Mawla says that do not become overexcited when you get a windfall, when something good happens to you. And he says that do not become overly upset when something bad happens to you. Allahu Akbar. When you look at people's blood pressure level, when you look at people's tension level, people's anxiety level, what happens to them? Sometimes, you know, they might get a bonus at work. And the stock market did well, this man happened well, that happened well. They become very, very happy. They're elated. They're happy. They're, you know, they say in English, they're over the moon. And then they come to a point, something happens, there might be somebody in the family is ill, something happens, and they go through a massive downfall. And they really do what they call in English, kick the bucket. The bucket kabhi bhi jaan mazloom ban gaya. So now what happens is, that we go through these emotional cycles up and down. What does Mawla say? Do not become overly happy when something happens. Maintain continuity, constancy. And do not become overly sad. And if you talk to any psychologist, and you talk to any medical expert, and who is somebody who knows the hormone level that we have, who knows that our ups and downs in life, they will tell you that the more stable you are, the better life you will have, the better health you will have, the better cholesterol you have. What is it? My Mawla 14 years, 100 years ago told me what the doctors are telling me today. That maintain this continuity. Don't become overly excited and don't become overly depressed. You will see how much better your health will be and how better your outlook will be in life. This is Mawla saying it. Why? Of course, we are getting happy. But Mawla says, just control that happy. If it was meant for you, you're going to get it anyways. Don't become overly excited. And if you've lost something, maybe it was not meant for you. Maybe it was not meant for you. And so, basically what happens is that first level of sabr is to be patient when there is a difficulty or a calamity. A death happens. And you see how upset people become when somebody else dies in their family. And of course, when a parent dies, we know one thing. That we are supposed to, we should feel it. We are told to cry. We are told to remember. One of our great ulama, I was reading his biography, and that name has slipped me right now. But he was, when his mother passed away, he took off his amama. And he was crying, he was hitting his head for his mother. And the people came and said, Sheikh, you of all the people should be sabir. Think, this is the meaning of patience we have not understood. You should be sabir. Aapko to sabr hona, aapke yahan to sabr hona chahiye. Aap humko sabak sikha rahe ho. Aap hamare maulana ho, hamare imam ho, hamare alim ho. He says, you don't have patience. How will we have patience? He replied, he says, you have not understood what is the value of a mother. Maa ka makam kya, maa ki keemat kya hai. He says, she was who made me what I am today. I would not have been even a zakir and alim if it was not for my mother. She caused the growth of Islam to remain. That is what it was. It's not... It is not sabr just to keep the tears inside and to keep the emotions inside. You know, sometimes the non-Shias, they tell us, you Shias become emotional. You should not be emotional, you should be rational. Yeah, argument humein khilaf aa jaate. Become more rational, don't be emotional. Why do you cry? Yeah, it happened, this happened, Karbala happened. And these are the same people, if their mother or their father was to die, or if their child or their sibling was to die, or if their spouse was to die, I wonder what state they are in, huh? I don't want to get into that personal argument. I'm just saying, they say you should be... And they have forgotten to remember and recall the Quran and Majeed, saying to Hazrat Yamnin, narrating Hazrat Yaqub's episode, whereby when Yusuf was away from him, Allahu Akbar, azadari kya hai, itne aansu bhai, itne roye, ke aankho ki binai chal basi. And that was an evidence for us that the Quran did not come and say that there is a condemnation, that you are doing wrong. Why are you not emotional? Why are you not rational? Why are you emotional? Hey Yaqub, nabi ho, peygamber ho, Allah ki taraf se nabi ho. Sabr hona chahiye, to tumhe sabr hona chahiye. Agar nabi ke paas sabr nahi hai, to hum kya? Allahu Akbar. You see how these arguments through the sadqa of Ali Muhammad can be addressed and can be attended to. So the Quran is reminding us, wasta'inu bis sabr wa salat. Seek help from Allah with patience and with salat. Surely Allah, inna Allah ma'as sabirin. The first level is to bear these things patiently. Not to become overly depressed, not to become overly excited when something good happens. To be patient, to maintain as continuity. And in fact, to be able to actually thank Allah and appreciate Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that difficult moment. Then the Prophet says that there's another level of sabr, which is higher than this level. Is the baland hai. Peygamber Islam bata rahe, irshad farma rahe. The second level is to be patient in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yani namaz ka parna ek sabr hai. Hajj pe jana ek sabr hai. Roza rakhna mahe mubarak mein ek sabr hai. So now the whole meaning of sabr, which we thought was patience in English, has changed to something totally different. When we are paying namaz, who would have thought that this is sabr we are doing? We are obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we come to a majlis, we are learning, we are doing sabr. Anyway, so we see that we are doing sabr when we are doing our ibadat. We worship Allah when we are doing our any of these acts of worship. So for example, when we go to the maidan for jihad, when we are giving our khums, this is a kind of sabr. ये लोग कहेंगे ये तो अजीब सबर है ना इनके हमारे जो 100 में से 20 देना पड़ता है वो सबर तो क्या हमारे लिए एक मुसीबत हो जाती है ना but this is a kind of sabr when we give in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala amr bil ma'ruf karna nahi karna all of these furu'd-din are levels of sabr and the prophet says this is a higher sabr yani kisi par rona kisi ka intiqal pe aansu bahana kaam chala jana वैसे ज्यादा सवाब है मसलन नमाज पढ़ना. So the problem is this is a higher level. So imagine your personal calamities or your personal musibats or difficulties or imtihanat tests are at a basic level. Wow. Higher than that is when we obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine for a moment when we come to learn, when we obey our parents, when we listen to what is told to us about what is haram, halal, what is wajib, what is mustahab. That is a higher level of sabr. The word sabr is used by Rasulullah. Then the Prophet calls the highest level of sabr. So higher than both of these levels. The Prophet says the highest level of sabr is to have sabr when one is prohibiting oneself from the muharramat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
So
Allahu Akbar. There is something haram. I want to see something haram. Somebody, a non-mahram, walks by. I close my eyes. I lower my gaze. That is the highest level of sabr. If somebody is telling me some ghibat, some backbiting, they're telling me something ill about another mu'min, to tell him I don't want to listen to this, to close my ears to that, and to say this is ghibat, this is haram, that is a level of sabr. When somebody entices you, let's go rob a bank, let's go do this, let's cheat on our income taxes, let's do this or that, and we say, no, we will not do that, this is haram, this is stealing, that is a level of sabr. When we prevent ourselves from the haram, that is the highest level of sabr that Rasulullah talked about. And he talks about how the fadail, the thawab of it is so great in the eyes of Allah, that the Quran then comes in and says, وَبَشِّرُ السَّابِرِينَ. Give good news to those who are sabr. And this is the overall concept and meaning of what is sabr. Not just patience in the English definition, but to be a sabir in the Quranic definition is something much higher than just to be patient. This is the maqam that Islam is bringing our minds and our thoughts towards. If you look at the entire tragedy of Mullah Hussein, the whole scenario of Karbala, you will see that when that difficulty comes upon us, we become very quick in blaming Allah. We become very quick in complaining before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And yet, we see the Imam, when he is on the station of Karbala, after all of these difficulties, there is hunger, there is thirst, there is the murder of his children, there is the murder of his friends, there is the massacre that has taken place. At that time, what is your Mullah saying? Ridhan bi qada'ihi wa tasliman li amri. Whatever the pleasure of Allah is, I will surrender before that. Wa tasliman li amri. The amr of Allah is what is important. To do sabr in that case is what is the meaning of sabr. The whole philosophy of sabr is understood just that looking at those 8 days that Mullah was in Karbala, from the 2nd of Muharram to the day of Ashura. And you see, day after day, there was a different test. There was a different imtihan. The army of Umar al-Sa'd keeps coming and coming and coming. Every day, one by one. And imagine one thing. When you look at what has transpired in Karbala and Mu'alla, you find that not one person left Imam Hussein to go to Umar al-Sa'd's army. Not one person. According to all the riwayat and the tarikh, from the time Mullah came to Karbala, I'm not talking about all the journey towards Karbala. I'm saying from the time that Mullah arrived in Karbala. And yet, we see that the biographers and the muarrikhin who wrote the episode, the Masaib of Karbala, they wrote that between 16 to 18 people left Umar al-Sa'd's army to come to Imam Hussein ibn Ali. Of course, the most famous was Ghurr, his son and his servant. But 15 others also left Umar al-Sa'd to come to Mullah Hussein ibn Ali. Despite there being hunger, tortures, punishments, and unbelievable circumstances with Mullah, they still left to come to the Imam. This is what it means to be sabr, to be sabir, to have the sabr. And then the Quran says that وَبَشِّرُ السَّابِرِينَ, they are the ones, they will have the good news. And today we see how we are mentioning, how we are remembering, and we are shedding tears on our Mullah. This is the reason for which when a man went to Imam Ali ibn Hussein, when a man went to Imam Zain al-Abidin, and he says, Yabna Rasulullah, you should be sadir, you should have patience, you should not be able to be crying like this. 30 years, 20 years have passed since the episode of Karbala, the episode of Ashura. So many years have passed, now to stop your azadari, now to stop your matam. Imam says, you have not done insaf with us. You have not been just with us. When the Quran narrated that one Yaqub lost his one Yusuf, and he knew he was a Nabi, he knew Yusuf was not killed, he knew that Yusuf was not murdered. Just the separation from Yusuf was so much that he cried, and he cried. Hazrat Yaqub lost his vision with his tears. He says, in front of our eyes, we lost 18 Yusufs. In front of our eyes, 18 Banu Fatima were killed, and you're telling me to be patient, have sabr at this time. What does it mean to you to have sabr? Not to cry. He says the Quran is talking about you, Yaqub's vision going, the separation being too much. Imagine what has happened to us, from the young to the old. In front of us were murdered on the plains of Karbala. Not only were they murdered, they were kept hungry and thirsty for 3 days from the 7th of Muharram. Azadaran Imam, isiliye jab roze Ashura aaye aur Hazrat Abbas bar bar ijazat lene ke liye aa rahe the, Imam ne kya kaha? Ae bhai Abbas, mere fauj ke alamdar ho. Aakhir mein Janab Abbas kehte hain, Maula, ae mere aqa, jis fauj ka alamdar main tha, wo fauj martab mein so rahi. مقتل میں مارا گیا ہے. حضرت عباس کو پھر بھی اجازت نہ ملی. ازادارو جب بچے کی الاتش آواز آنے لگی تو آپ حضرت عباس سے برداشت نہ ہو سکا. اگر مصائب کے لیے ایک ہی جملہ کہا جائے وہ کافی رہے گا, اور وہ جملہ یہ ہے کہ کربلا میں عاشور تک الاتش کی آواز آ رہی تھی, لیکن جب مولا عباس شہید ہو گئے کسی بچہ نے الاتش نہ کہا. کسی بچہ نے الاتش نہیں کہا. اس لیے معلوم ہے کہ اگر غازی عباس پانی نہ لا سکا تو کوئی اور نہیں لا سکا. مولا نے, مولا حسین نے دیکھا جناب علمدار آتے ہیں مشک سکینہ لے کر, اور اجازت لانے کے لیے نہیں لے رہے. امام اجازت حضرت عباس پانی لانے کے لیے لا رہے. امام نے کہا عباس جاؤ, میں سمجھ لیا کیا ہونے والے, جاؤ خدا حافظ. بی بی سکینہ نے کیا کیا, بچے کو اکٹھا کر کے اور بچے سے کہنے لگی جو میرے چچا پانی لائیں گے, جب چچا پانی لائیں گے میں اکیلی نہیں پیوں گی, آپ سب کو پہلے پلاؤں گی بعد میں میں پیوں گی. سب بچے خیمے سے دیکھ رہے ہیں, علم جا رہے ہیں فرات کی طرف. اب حضرت عباس نظر نہیں آ رہے, صرف علم نظر آ رہے ہیں. ایک وہ مقامات ہیں, ایک وہ منزل آتے, علم کو جھکا ہوا دیکھتے ہیں. بی بی سکینہ نے سمجھ لیا چچا فرات تک پہنچ گئے, مشک سکینہ بھر رہے ہیں. وہاں پہ کیا ہو رہا ہے, جناب عباس پانی اٹھاتے ہیں ہاتھ میں, لیکن کیسے پیا جائے, کیسے پیا جائے جب بچے پیاسے ہیں. پانی پھینک دیا, مچھ بھر کے واپس آ رہے ہیں. عمر سعد نے ملونوں سے کہا کہ گوشت کو کٹا کر کے کسی نہ کسی حالت میں پانی جانا نہ دینا, خیام پانی نہ پہنچے. بس حضرت عباس واپس آ رہے ہیں, بچے علم دیکھ رہے ہیں, ایک اور مرتبہ علم چکے. سکینہ کو پتا نہیں کیا ہو گیا, بابا کو چیخ ماری, لیکن دوبارہ علم اٹھ گئے. الحمدللہ علم اٹھ گئے اور قریب آ رہے ہیں, لیکن جب دوسری بار علم کو جھکتے ہوئے دیکھا پھر نہ اٹھا, تو سکینہ نے بے اختیار کہا چچا لوٹ کے آ جاؤ, پانی کی پیاس نہیں اب پیاسے نہیں ہے. عباس علمدار نے مولا کو بلایا, آقا اے میرے مولا جائیے. جب میرے مولا پہنچے تو کیا دیکھا, دونوں بازو کٹے ہوئے, جناب عباس کے ایک آنکھ میں تھی, مولا کے ایک آنکھ میں تھی. امام نے, حضرت عباس نے کیا کہا, اے میرے آقا آخری زیارت کرنا چاہتا ہوں, اگر زیارت نہ ہو تو ذرا خون ہٹا دیجئے تاکہ میں آپ کو خدا حافظ کر. مولا آپ کو زحمت نہ دیتا, لیکن اب باز مجبور ہے, آپ کے غلام مجبور ہے, دونوں بازو کٹ گئے. کسی نے میرے مولا سید سجاد سے سوال کیا, اے آقا جب مولا حسین مقتل میں جا رہے تھے تو ذرا آگے گئے, کچھ چیز اٹھائے اور آگے بڑھے اور دوبارہ چکے اور ذرا آگے بیٹھ کے ایک ہاتھ اپنے کمر کو تھام لیا, تو یہ کیا کر رہے تھے بابا؟ मेरे मौला सज्जाद की आंखों में आंसू आ गए जब मेरे बाबा गए मखदल में, तो क्या देखा, अब्बास का एक कटा हुआ बाजू, जरा आगे गए अब्बास चचा का दूसरा बाजू नजर आए उठा लिया, और जहाँ पे हजरत अब्बास गिरे थे उस जगह पे बैठ के कमर को दाम कर जनाबे हुसैन ने कहा, अब्बास तेरी शहादत के बाद मेरी कमर टूट गई। उसे مجلس آج ہے ان کا ثواب عظیم عطا فرماؤں، مغفرت اور اہل بیت کے قریب جہات فرماؤں، پروردگار ہمارے گناہوں کو صغیرہ گناہ کبیرہ کو معاف عطا فرماؤں، گناہ سے دور رہنے کی توفیق عطا فرماؤں، پھر یہ قرآن مجید اور اہل بیت ہم کرے، علماء کا سایہ ہمارے ساتھ رہے، مراجع کے مجتہدین کے زہرے امام میں تعجیل فرما، ہمیں تقوی میں اتنا عطا فرما کہ امام کی فوج میں شامل ہو سکے، آخری دم تک امام کے ساتھ رہے۔ ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم، ما تم حسين
يا حسين يا حسين يا حسين۔